Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The right fielder, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Usher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Claude Corbett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ewell Blackwell. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ewell Blackwell. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitek. Batting third. The center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Graham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny G. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny G. And now, play ball. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher takes first base on ball four. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marshall. Corbett reaches second base with a double. There goes Usher trying to get to home. Gordon throws the ball into Kerr, who relays the ball to Lombardi, who tags Usher, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Mize reaches second base with a double. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Graham moves to second. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Graham moves to third. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas fields it and throws to home to get Graham. Lombardi moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. G hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-1 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-1 in the game. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. G fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Graham for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lombardi strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Usher strikes out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Corbett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell bunts towards the mound. G juggles the ball. That's an error on G. Corbett moves to second. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 2 in the game. Clay is hit by the pitch. Corbett moves to third. Blackwell moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Graham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Corbett scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Reds, 1, Giants, 1. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. G is 0 for 1 in the game. G hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 2 in the game. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to third. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatton strikes out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lombardi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Usher hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Corbett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell bunts towards the mound. G fields it and throws to first for the out. Corbett moves to second. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clay hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatton. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Mueller and he is safe. Kerr steals second. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kerr moves to third. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. G is 0-for-2 in the game. G strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Frey strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marshall. Adams reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-3 in the game. Whittek hits a fly ball into right field. Frey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Usher strikes out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a line drive towards short. Corbett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rucker pinch runs for Sid Gordon. Babe Young pinch hits for Buddy Kerr. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rucker moves to third. Buddy Blattner pinch runs for Babe Young. Goody Rosen pinch hits for Johnny G. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rucker scores. Blattner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Reds, 2, Giants, 2. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blattner scores. Rosen moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.